Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject called prayer, which is communication, relationship and intimacy. This is part 11 from a 12-part series, and we're doing the topic today called Prayer is a Process. We go to Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 10, and this is Jesus speaking. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. God answers prayer instantly, but the problem is not knowing how to receive it. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9, verses 19 to 23. Reading from verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay your own name's sake. My God, your city and your people are called by your name. Now, while I was speaking, praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked to me and said, O Daniel, I have come forth to give you skill to understand. And the beginning of your supplications or prayer, the commandment went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. What's important in these scriptures to see is Daniel starts praying, and while Daniel is still praying, Gabriel, the angel, archangel, appears to give him the answer. This may have taken about 3 minutes, but it was almost instant. God gave the commandment at the beginning of Daniel's prayer. Let us now go to Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 to 13. And then he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the very first day that you set your heart to understand and humble yourself before God, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. We see in this scripture, it says, From the very first day your words were heard, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. In both of these two examples, God answered the prayers instantly, but one time it took about 3 minutes, and the other time it took about 3 weeks to answer the prayer because of the demonic oppression. The time period that it takes to have the answer to your prayer can depend on the spiritual world and your own doubt and unbelief, or just giving up because your answer didn't come immediately. In the Old Testament, the person did not have the authority over the demonic forces as we have today in the New Testament. We can use our spiritual weapons that God has given to us to shorten the time. Some things will manifest in time due to the maturity of the believer. In both of these two examples, Daniel chapter 9, verses 19 to 23, and Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 to 13, we see from the very point or the very start of Daniel's prayer, God answered. In one case, it was almost instant, the reply from God, and the other case, it took 3 weeks. There are many factors that can stop or slow down your prayer life, or the answer to your prayer life, that is. We are to keep going by faith, standing. The Bible says, having done everything to stand, therefore stand. What does that mean? It means after you've done everything according to the word of God, you've prayed in faith, you've believed that you received, you've taken authority over the enemy, God says, stand. Why does he say that? Because it takes time, often, to receive the promise of the prayer that's just prayed. Sometimes we don't understand why it takes so long, but if we're patient, the Bible says through faith and patience, we receive the promises of God. I often ask God, why didn't I receive that? Or why did it take so long? And God's not against that. He wants you to ask him these questions so you can grow and mature in prayer life. The main thing to understand here also is God answers prayer immediately, even though the answer may not manifest or become real instantly. It will come. Just stand your ground. Ask God about the whole situation. Ask the Holy Spirit what to pray and how to pray. What is the main thing to remember here is prayer is a process. a process that takes time. The manifestation of our prayer can be instant, but normally it takes time. Why does it take time? The Bible says the kingdom of God is seed, time, and harvest. What we sow as a word, our words are seeds. When we sow those words, there's a process, a sowing of the word. Then there is a time period of that word growing, and then there is a time of harvest when that prayer that you've prayed becomes a full manifestation or becomes reality. Thank you once again today for joining me with this subject. Our next subject coming up will be part 12 of the 12-part series, and it's just a final note on prayer. It's called A Final Note on Prayer, The Traditions of Man. Thank you and God bless.